It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on Sausalito's housing element. The housing element is the state's code name for affordable housing. The housing element story is like peeling an onion. There are many layers, and at the end, you may feel like crying. The housing element is the means by which the state attempts to ensure there is adequate housing for all income levels across the state. This affordable housing program has become a controversial and an emotional issue across our county and our state. Some of that controversy and that emotion were displayed at the Housing Element workshop this past Saturday. The housing element process is complicated, and it is clouded in more fog than the bay. The short of it is that it is a top-down strategy by which the state dictates to the city in great detail how much affordable housing for which the city must allow. In all my experience in strategic planning, top-down strategies never work. We should be telling the state how much affordable housing we can provide, not vice versa. The majority of city council members and the city staff's position to date appears to be these affordable housing numbers were forced on us and we must comply. There are several reasons for this less than creative approach. First, one city council member stated he had taken an oath to uphold the Constitution and thus had to comply. Well, okay, but we're not asking you to stand in front of a tank in Tiananmen Square. Just apply a little creativity and push the envelope. That's the Sausalito way. Planners are human. They have one boss in the city, but effectively another one at higher levels. Compliance with state mandates looks good on a resume. There are powerful forces working in support of the housing element. The environmentalists have joined with the low-income housing developers to form a very strong lobby in support of the housing element. Environmentalists push it to move first low-income, but eventually all of us out of carbon-loaded single-family housing into planned high-rise units near traffic hubs. Goodbye, garage. Hello, bus stop. Low-income housing developers love it because it gives them an entree into Marin County. Low-income housing is feasible in great part due to very favorable federal tax credits for the developer. Developers have been stymied in Marin due to the environmental, traffic, and zoning rules. Most of these obstacles would fade away under a combination of the housing element and Senate Bill 375. So you can see a very well-orchestrated strategy unfolding. The housing element is more than a noble gesture towards fair housing. It truly has a darker side. So, are we doomed to comply with this folly? Well, right now we are on the defensive, but there is a way to turn this situation around. First, the immediate approach. At Saturday's workshop, there was a minority report authored by two members of the Housing Element Committee, Councilwoman Linda Pfeiffer and Steve Flahive. The authors propose a means of satisfying the current housing element requirement without the need to rezone or build multi-unit high-density structures. City staff stated during the workshop that the state would not approve a housing element based essentially on accessory dwelling units, essentially mother-in-law suites, and liveaboards. My response? The state and the regional authority aren't exactly bulletproof, so let's push back a little. The regional authority failed to comply with the California Environmental Quality Act when it calculated the housing element numbers for Sausalito. As a result, the numbers provided should be viewed as advisory, not mandatory. The housing element's current Sausalito requirement of 372 units includes 64 units based on our sphere of influence over Marin City and the Gate 6 road area. But we cannot include these areas to meet the requirement. Does that seem fair to you? So let's not cower in front of the authorities, but negotiate from a position of strength. We do not want high-rise developments clogging our already fragile traffic and parking systems. The Minority Report includes a legal opinion that we have every right to propose a housing element based essentially on accessory dwelling units and liveaboards, and we should proceed to do so. For the longer term, we do need to develop a meaningful, affordable housing strategy. Not because we are mandated to do so, because it is the right thing to do. We have the need. Many people are forced due to financial or physical issues to move out of their single-family homes or apartments. Affordable housing would allow them to remain in Sausalito amongst their friends. We have the skills and experience. Rotary Housing has developed two such projects in Sausalito, but without universal support from either the neighborhood or City Hall. We have identified possible sites. We need a public-private partnership to develop an affordable housing plan that fits the needs of this town and our residents. Marin County, and particularly Southern Marin residents, are frequently tagged as limousine liberals who talk equality but practice discrimination. We are not such a community, and we can show it by developing and executing an affordable housing strategy. So tell your council members, for the short term, comply with the housing element in a unique Sausalito fashion with accessory dwelling units and liveaboards. For the long term, let's create and execute an affordable housing strategy that meets the needs of the residents in true Sausalito, not Sacramento style. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.